Okay, let's do it. Okay, we're on. We're late. We're on Yudkim Lama Bays. Two lines from the bottom. It says, V'yikbo oisu b'gai. And they buried him, Moshe Rabbeinu, in Gai, in a valley. Yeah, Be'eretz Moab, in the land of Moab. Mul Beis Por, opposite Beis Por.
They were separated, was buried in.
No, in the portion of Gad. No, that was Yosef. I don't want Moshe Rabbeinu now. Okay. Amar Rab Brachia, you're going to get the point anyway. Amar Rab Brachia, Simon B'toch Simon. There was a lot of coordinates given over here, right? Yeah, there was actually three things, right? Nevertheless, right? You see what it means, Simon B'toch Simon? It says in the valley, in the Eretz of Moab, and across from Beis Por. So you would think you'd be able to find it, right? This is a quote from the Torah, right? It says, and no one knew eskuvoraso, his burial place. So no one knows where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. A kavar, so people, this is like searching for the lost treasures or whatever. But kavar shalcha, and they sent the malchus harasha'ah, the evil malchus, could be sometimes that's Rome, yeah. Eitzel, they sent a message to buy Eitzel. Gistera is like a leader, yeah. Shel Beis Por, of Beis Por, okay. Right, I don't know if it was a political leader or it was a Avodah Zarah, the priest of Beis Por, and he said the following: Hareinu, show us, Heichon, is where Moshe Kavah, where is Moshe Rabbeinu buried? So Omdu says that they went on a reconnaissance mission, searching it out, right? So Omdu Lamala, they went up to the top of the hill on top of the valley. Yeah, Nidma Lahem, it appeared to them, Lamata, that the grave was below. So they said, so let's go down. So Lamata, then they went down. Nidma Lahem, Lamala, then it appeared like it was above. So they got smart now. They sent two people. Nechlechul Shtei Kitos, right, let's split up. Yeah, but nevertheless, Uyson Shomdim Lamala, those people were standing above Nidma Lahem Lamata. It looked like the grave was lower down. And Lamata, there was one standing below. Yeah, Nidma Lahem Lamala, it looked like it was above. Lukayim Marshanema, this is to fulfill the pasuk that it says, Velo Yoda Ish Eskivor Asoy. No man knew where he was buried. Rebbe Chama Berebbe Chanina Omar. Af Moshe Rabbeinu, even Moshe Rabbeinu, Einu Yodea Heikon Kavo, he doesn't know where he himself is buried.
And that makes sense.
What's that?
That makes sense.
Okay, we're going to prove
it.
Yeah, see, well, you see, we saw Yaakov Avinu opening his eyes and laughing at Esau. Right. You know, when he's a tzaddik, he doesn't. Yeah. They blindfolded him whilst they were doing it. It says Ksiv Hacha. It says over here, Velo Yoda Ish Kavura Eskavoso, and no one knew his burial place, right? Ksiv Hosom, and it says over there, yeah, basically, right, Vezois Abrocha Asher Borech Moshe Ish Elokim. This is the bracha which Moshe, the Ish Elokim, so Ish, we see over here that Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as an Ish, so he didn't even know where he was buried. But Amar Rebbe Chama Rebbe Chanina, says Rebbe Chama in the name of Rebbe Chanina, Mipnei Ma Nikva Moshe, Eitzel Beis Por. Why? Mipnei Ma, why was Moshe buried by Beis Por, next to the Avodah Zorah? Because normally you want to be buried next to a Tzaddik. Right, you don't. It's not a good burial plot. So why was he buried next to Beis Por? So the answer is kedei lechaper. It's for a kapara al ma'aseh Por on the when Klal Yisrael sins with Por. So this was a kapara for them. But Amar Rebbe Chama b'Rebbe Chanina, my dichsiv. What's pshat in the pasuk where it says, "Achrei Hashem Elokeichem teilechu." Right, after Hashem your God, you should walk. You should. Right, okay. What does that mean? V'chi efshar lo la'odam, is it possible for a person lahalich achar shechina, to go traipsing after the shechina? V'haloi kvar ne'amah, it says in the pasuk, ki Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem your God is ish oichla. He's a consuming fire who? And if you're going to go close to Hashem and try and follow him, you're just going to get burnt up. So what's Pshat in this pasuk that you should follow Hashem? So Ella, it means lahalich acha midoisav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It means you should go after his ways, right? The ways of Hashem. So like this, following, yeah? Ma hu malbish arumim. Just as he, there's another Gemara that says Mahu Rochom, right? But here this one says, just as he dresses the naked, yeah, clothes the naked, Dichsiv, we're going to see from Bereishis, V'yas Hashem Elokim, Hashem made L'Odom L'Ishtoi, for Adam and Chava, for Adam and his wife, Kosnois Or, he made, right, clothes of Or, with Albishem, and he dressed them. So af ata, so too you, halbeish arumim. You should also dress the arumim. Now another thing that Hashem does, Hakadosh Baruch Hu bikeh choilim. He visits the sick. Tichsi v'yeira elav Hashem ba'elorei mamre. And Hashem appeared to him, into Avraham Avinu, after his bris milah when he was sick. Yeah, and ba'elorei mamre. So af ata. So too, you should also visit the sick. Now, another midah of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nicheim aveilim. Hashem does nichem aveilim. Tichsiv, where do we see this? It says, Vayhi achrei mois Avraham, after Avraham Avinu had died, Vayvorech, right, and Hashem blessed. But if you look at Rashi, Vayvorech, two lines down from the top, it says, Vayvorech Elohim es Yitzchok, nichemoi. Al-Oviv, he consoled him on his father, Ubarchoi, and he blessed him Berchas Avelim. The Berchas Avelim is a special bracha that you do after the burial procedure, and it's called Berchas Avelim. Hashem did that for Yitzchok. Elukim es Yitzchok benoi. So Hashem did that. So af atah nachem Avelim. You should also do nichem Avelim. Now another thing, Hakadosh Baruch Hu kava meisim. And Hashem, so this is why this Gemara is here, probably, right? And then Hashem buries the dead. Tichsiv v'yikvor oisoi begai. That Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu in the valley. Avatar kavor mesim. So too, you should also bury mesim. Now, kosnos. We mentioned kosnos or that Hashem clothed Adam and Chava with kosnos or. So what's it made from? Rav Shmuel. There's a machlokes between Rav Shmuel. Chad Omar. One of them says, Dover Habar Minaur, something that comes from skin, from leather, which meaning it's wool, it's the wool of a sheep. He did them like a nice wool clothing. Vachadama, he differs, he says, Dover Sha'or Nana Mimenu, something, Sha'or, that the skin, Nana, benefits from it.
Man-skin.
Right? So therefore he says, he says that it's pishtan, it's flat canvas, whatever. Linen, thank you, linen. Because linen, apparently, that's what they used to wear on, like now we call it underwear, but close to the body, that was the material that was touching one's body. Maybe it's more pleasant, so that's what he made for them. Dorash Rav Simloi makes a drosha. Torah techilasa gemilas chasodim. The Torah starts out with chesed from Hashem to the people. Yeah, the sofa, and also in the end of the Torah, right, it's gemilas chasodim. It's also gemilas chasodim. We're going to prove it now, yeah? Techilas gemilas chasodim. The beginning of the Torah starts off with the gemilas chasodim. Tichsiv v'yas Hashem elukim la'odom li'ishtoi kosnus or v'el b'shem. Right, he made for Adam and his wife. Right, these garments, and he dressed them. So that's gemilas chasadim. Usoifu gemilas chasadim. Right, dechsev v'ikba oisoi begai. That Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu in Gai. So we see the beginning and the end of the Torah is gemilas chasadim. I suppose shows you how important it is.
Gai
is in a valley. Okay, Dorash Rebbe Simloi. We got another drash of Rebbe Simloi. Mipnei ma. Nis Ava Moshe, why did Moshe Rabbeinu desire Likonis L'Eretz Yisrael? Why did he care so much about coming to Eretz Yisrael? V'chi L'achol Mipirio Hu Tzorich. What? It's because he wants to eat from its fruits. That's what he needs. All this boy Mituva, he just wants to get filled up on its, right? Hu Tzorich. It seems a bit over the top why he beseeched Hashem so much. So, Ella Kach Amar Moshe, this is what Moshe was concerned about. Harbi mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael. There's many mitzvahs a commanded Yisrael. The ein miskaimin ela be'eretz Yisrael. You can only fulfill them in Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of mitzvahs toluya ba'aretz, and I'm unable to do them over here. And I care about mitzvahs. Ekonis oni eretz. I'm going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Kadesh yiskaimu kulon. I'm going to fulfill all these mitzvahs, and it's for you, Hashem. Yeah. Al yodi. So. Omer lo yakadosh baruch hu. Hashem replied to him, right, we know what the answer is, no already, right? Klum atom vacation. The only reason you're asking, al kabel schar, right, that's interesting, the kabel schar, especially the last perky avos we just had, but whatever, it's for the schar. Mal ani alecha, right, I'm going to consider it right to you, ki'ilu as if, asisem, as if you did them. So you did it. We don't like, Ari doesn't like the ki'ilus. Yeah, ki'ilus, what's the koch of ki'ilus? This is not very, so you carry on, yeah.
Translation
problem. Yeah. Good. Shneemar, it says, okay, so we're going to posit that's going to prove this, that Moshe Rabbeinu got the schar, great schar anyway. Lochain, therefore, achalek, I'm going to apportion, loy, barabim. But Rabbi, we're going to explain this possibly bit by bit. Ves atzumim and the mighty ones, Yechalik Shalal will split up the booty. Takas Asher, Herul Amovis Nafsho, because he basically, we're going to explain what that means, he wanted to die. Nafsho, Ves Poishim Nimna, he's counting with the Poishim. Ves Chait, Rabbim Nosso, and the Chait of the Rabbim, his Nosso, is he bore, Ula Poishim Yafgia. End of possum. Now we're going to break it up one bit by bit.
How are Lamas is to one?
We're going to split it. I'll do it now because we're going to speak every all the possum out now. Yeah. So now first part. L'chein achalik lo barabim. Right. Therefore, I will split a portion lo barabim. Right. So this l'chor is why we bring it. We're talking about schar. So if you look, there's a note over here in the Gemara's. If you look at note Bays in Kisvei Yad. Yeah, you see to the right, it's to the right. It's to the right and a little bit up. Yeah, it's a little base. It's in the Hagoyis for Tsunuyim. It says base. It says, B'kisvei Yad, right, but the bit that's bold. She'ani mechalek lo schar sholem. I'm going to give him schar sholem. So I wasn't sure if Rashi is saying barabim means like, is that means sholem? Because I wouldn't normally translate barabim as sholem, but he's going to get the full schar. Right, I'm not sure, but you see, it's alluding to schar, and this is probably the point of the Gemara over here. We're bringing this pasuk, yeah. So now, yochol ke'acharonim. So back to the Gemara. You may think like the later generations who weren't as great, but lo ke'rishonim, and not like the previous generations were much greater. Tamaloimo ve'es atsumim. Right, so this is continuing the pasuk now, and with es can sometimes with and with. The Atsumim, the mighty ones, Yechalek Sholol, he should divide the booty, meaning, I suppose over here, means the schar, the what, right? And who are these Atsumim? Yeah, so that's Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That's right. Shein Atsumim, but Torah and Mitzvahs. They're mighty in Torah and Mitzvahs. So he's going to get schar with the forefathers, and they were like. That's the greatest schar. Now, continuing the posuk. Now, here you go, Ellie. We're getting your answer. Tachas means like is because of. It means in place, like underneath. But here it means like because of a sheh he'era. He was he'era. So Rashi translates he'era as hirik. Yeah, means okay. So which means he emptied lamus nafsho to death his nefesh. Basically, he basically gave up his soul to die, right? That was a great thing which we're going to see. Shemosu atzmo, that he handed himself over lemisa for death, right? For the sake of Klal Yisrael. Shenema v'im ayin, and if you're not going to forgive Klal Yisrael, machenina, erase me from your book, right? So we see over here, yeah, that he basically gave himself up to die. Yeah, now continue with the pasuk. We'll write three lines from the bottom of the before the end of the parak. We're going to go for S Poishim Nimno. and it says, and with the wanton sinners he was enumerated. So what does that mean? Shenimna, that he was like counted with im Meisi Midbar, that it was grouped together with the Meisi Midbar. There's a Gemara that speaks about that, I think somewhere else, that basically it looks like he was the same sin as everybody else, but he actually died for a different thing, but he was with them. But I mean, it could be for the following reason. Vehu chait rabim. So this is the continuation of the pasuk we had before. Vehu chait rabim nasa, and he, the sin of the multitude he bore, meaning he got them like a kapara. Yeah, shikipa al ma'isich egel. He made a kapara on the chait egel. Right, and the last bit of the pasuk, ulapoishim yafgia. Right, and to the wanton sinners, Yafgir, basically he's going to pray, Yafgir we're going to see is pray for. Yeah, Shubikesh Rachamim, that he requested mercy, Al Poishi Yisrael, on the wanton sinners of Yisrael, Shiachsru B'tshuva, so they should do tshuva. Right, V'ein Pegia Ela Tefila. Pegia means davening. Shinam, we're going to bring a proof for that. Right, this is kind of, V'ata Al Tis, this is Yirmiya. It sounds like a bit of a negative pasuk over here. Va'ata al tispalel ba'adam. Don't, you shouldn't daven for the nation, hazeh. Va'al tisa ba'adam, and you shouldn't bear on their account. Rina tefila. Va'al tifgabi, and don't pray to me. So you see at the end, tifgabi means praying to me, so that's a lashon tefila. Hadron Allah, amakana le'ishtoi. Mazel tov.